You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. We are here live. It is Friday. It is time to get fun. I'm sitting in for Jane Mattenair, who is currently on vacation, but don't worry, she'll be back before you know it. If you want to be a part of the conversation, give us a call. Give us a text. It's the same number. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can leave a comment on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform we still call Twitter. Still lots of wonderful show ahead of us, including 10:35 with the audio sorbet. What is your Packers superstition? Packers start playing this weekend, playing the Detroit Lions. I got it right this time. And we want to know what your superstitions are for the Packers. I have one. It's not mine. It's my mother's. But I'm sure I'll bet you a lot of people hold this as well. And then also, this shouldn't be a thing. This snack will shock you edition at 10:52. And also, text the word catchin, C-A-T-C-H, on the Civic Media app to be entered. You know what, Dan? Go ahead. Try. I'm not going to shut you down this time. It's Friday. The weekend's here. I'm talking to Dan Schaefer, by the way. He is our political editor for Civic Media, also the founder of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. He joins us every Friday to recombobulate the discombobulation that is around us, that is the news. Dan, how are you today?
I'm a little discombobulated, but I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I'm glad it's Friday. Yeah. I'm having a good time. We got Packers football this weekend.
Indeed.
It's a good time.
Well, and there's a lot going on too. I mean, usually what I do is, you know, we'll talk to each other days before and say, here's the things we want to talk about on Friday. And it's usually like, I don't know, like two or three things. Just keep it simple. You sent a lot. I don't know if we can get to all of it, which is fine because we can always recombobulate later. But you wanted to kick it off with a story out of Madison involving a lawmaker from Milwaukee.
Yeah, a weirdly busy week in the Wisconsin state legislature. Yeah. A number of the stories that I sent you this week were about happenings in the state legislature. They basically, since the state budget passed in early July, they've been off for much of the last 2 months. Now back, at least holding certain committees are holding public hearings and whatnot. But that's not the first story I want to be talking to you about today. The first story I'm going to talk to you about broke the other night in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Reporter Jesse Apoyan wrote the story with the headline, Milwaukee state lawmaker Ortiz Velez loses capital access during investigation. And so what it sounds like what happened here is that State Representative Sylvia Ortiz Velez, who is a Democrat from Milwaukee, we can get into some of her political leanings after the fact, but there was it sounds like she made some sort of a threat.
Okay.
And Greta Neubauer, the Democratic minority leader, thought it credible enough to send to Capitol Police.
Oh boy.
Capitol Police has said since and in that they revoked her access to the Capitol. They revoked Ortiz Velez's access to the Capitol. So she would try to go up and her key card wouldn't work to go into her office. They have since determined that the threat was not credible. Capitol Police said that yesterday in a statement through Robin Voss's office. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Robin Voss and the Republican Assembly members were holding a fundraiser yesterday in Lake Geneva. That's a little side story there for you. Out yachting.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. And so Ortiz Velez, it sounds like what has happened since is that she has now has her access back to the Capitol, yeah, but she has also in this process has said she is leaving the Democratic caucus. Has, you know, been elected as a Democrat a number of times, or I believe she's in her third term, representing a South Side community of Milwaukee, a very heavily Democratic district on the South Side of Milwaukee. I think I looked up the numbers last night. It's like a Harris plus 50 district in the 2024 election. Yeah. So now she is no longer part of the Democratic caucus. It sounds like, I don't really know. I don't think there's been any reported information on what exactly the threat that was being investigated was. There's been mentions of something about using guns or some sort of talk of guns. I don't know. I don't want to speculate on what exactly happened. But a pretty bizarre story. And now, you know, there is one fewer Democrat in the Assembly Democratic Caucus. Ortiz-Velez has kind of been, you know, I would say probably one of the more moderate members of the Democratic Caucus. She has sided with Republicans on a number of different bills, ones relating to school choice. I believe she was sided with Republicans on a redistricting bill. There were a couple others as well. I've had people in the legislature mention to me, well, kind of say that, well, she's kind of basically a Republican. So that's kind of the reputation that she's had. And yeah, you know, as I've talked about on this show many times, I think the Democratic Party needs to make room for a bigger tent. And that includes progressives, moderates, people from all stripes. Right. But I think this is pretty bizarre. I'm hoping that we get a little bit more information about what exactly happened, what this threat was, what the nature of it was. And it sounds like Ortiz-Velez is also pointing to wanting to deliver some sort of testimony on an upcoming bill next week that would be critical of Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Before she was in the state assembly, she was on the county board, and I think, you know, maybe disagreed with some of the practices that Crowley was taking during the pandemic. So I think there was some bill being critical or some bill talking about emergency powers or whatever it might be. And I think she'd had some criticism of David Crowley and has since she says she's still a Democrat. She endorsed Sarah Rodriguez for governor. She's list of. Yeah, it's a little bit all over the place.
This story has all levels, all layers.
Yes, a lot of layers to this. Pretty bizarre overall. I'm not exactly sure where this is headed. I do think this is a pretty important story to be following now.
Okay, because honestly, when I first saw it, I mean, we live in this news world where it's like there's news being thrown at you. Like, okay, I'll read this one later. And I saw this one kind of on the side at first. And then I started to read some of it. And I honestly figured it was kind of not a hit job so much as it, like, I didn't know the fact that a Democrat actually called it and said, hey, this is what happened.
Yeah.
We need to do something about this. Or at the very least, it needs to be investigated. The fact that she has sided with Republicans, which isn't, you know, it's not a crime. No. It's not a crime to side with Republicans. But on these aspects you're talking about, that's, I mean, school choice, that's a pretty big deal. And also the fact that she wants to make a testimony against David Crowley, who has said he has all but thrown his hat in officially. He said he's going to run for governor. That will, I mean, whatever she has to say will definitely be probably part and parcel of the fodder that will be used against him when he makes that official announcement. So, this is a very developing story. I'm interested to hear about, as you said, what the actual threat was. Because if it does involve a gun, I just think about whatever the context is, I just think about the quote that Chris Kapinga made where he said, as a lawmaker, I should absolutely be able to carry a gun into that building because I have to protect myself. So I would love to see what she said in context to what the concern was. So that's, yeah. Okay. More following that one now.
Yeah. That definitely a story that I think we should all be following.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a little bit more to this as the story continues to unfold. And then, you know, she might be delivering some critical testimony on a bill, relating to some criticism of somebody who might be running for governor. So, you know,
exactly.
there's some spice to this one, for sure.
If you're joining us on Matt and Aaron Air, we're speaking with political editor for Civic Media, as well as founder of the Recombobulation Area. Dan Schaefer is always here on Fridays. I love having him here. What else is going on in the news that you know we need to know?
Another one here is that legislative Democrats are introducing a package of legislation relating to labor issues. Obviously, Monday was Labor Day. I think the big picture of this is that, you know, they're looking to do things that we've seen in the past that Democrats have proposed, repealing Act 10, repealing right to work, a number of other, you know, kind of raising the minimum wage. I don't know if that was in this particular package. I'm pulling it up right now. But there are a number of things that they're looking to do here. Now, here's kind of the path forward for a lot of it. So this package of bills does not have a good chance of going forward now. Yeah. It's a Republican majority. They are unlikely to get even a public hearing for much of the, like, a repealing right to work is not going to get a public hearing in Robin Voss's assembly.
No,
it's not happening. But I think the way that we need to be looking at this and bills that are introduced by Democrats over the next 12 months are, this is what could be possible if Democrats win a trifecta next year. So as these bills are introduced, restoring prevailing wage, restoring the use of project labor agreements, repealing right to work, all of these different things that have been proposed in the past and are being proposed now, again, I don't expect it to be a public hearing. I don't expect it to be taken up. I don't expect Republicans to suddenly have a moment where, like, yeah, this has actually not really been a particularly effective for us in Wisconsin over the past decade.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of this. I think we need to look at these and others that Democrats might be introducing on bills relating to healthcare or education or immigration or whatever it might be, as this is what could be possible with a Democratic trifecta. And I think the opportunity that's there next year to flip the Senate, which seems likely, flip the Assembly, which is less likely but possible, and hold the governorship, would set Democrats up for their first trifecta in nearly 20 years.
Yeah.
And so I think when we see these proposals, I don't think people should look at them and think, oh, they're going to repeal right to work. This is great. This is what could be possible.
Yes.
If Democrats were in charge. And you know, I think it's significant that we had both leaders from both the Senate Democratic leadership, Dianne Heselbein's office, and Assembly Democratic leadership, Greta Neubauer's office, all behind this one. And talking about, I think the name of the bill was the Build a Stronger Wisconsin package. So I think we will see some of these other bill packages over the next few months to see. And I think it will be the type of thing, like, you know, these legislators are fighting to bring these policies that would benefit the working class of Wisconsin.
And that's how, when I read this article, I saw it as, I didn't see it so much as a thing that, and I mean this, and I mean this in all respect, is a thing that can be done right now. This is a leading point. This is the package which other people running for office can say, this is, you want to know what we want to do? Here's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And here is the way it's affected you over the past, my God, 15, 16 years now. So I think it was a smart move because they need a whole, I mean, we're looking at a little over a year before the elections are going to be happening. So they need that time to really put it in front of Wisconsinites' faces to say, take this information in, we'll talk to you about it, but let's do this together. So I think that was a smart move.
And I think I wonder, too, you know, given the other larger dynamics of Tony Evers not running for a third term, some real dysfunction, it seems like, in the Senate Republican caucus, for one. They, you know, they had members on both sides of the budget and what have you. And I think there was, you know, kind of some simmering bad blood there. Assembly Republicans, not so much. They take their marching orders from from Robin Voss.
Easiest job in Wisconsin.
Right. And so. But I do wonder how much is actually going to get done now, because I guess we're, you know, more or less in this lame duck period for Tony Evers.
Yeah.
Senate Republicans don't seem to want to be doing anything. I don't think they have anything scheduled for the rest of the month. Assembly, there are a few assembly. I think there is going to be an assembly session at some point this month. But I don't know how much is actually going to get done.
Yeah. I think some of them might be fine with that, too. So, but we're going to keep the conversation going. Keep recombobulating the news with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer. When we come back, don't forget, text the word catch in on your Civic Media app. You are listening to Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned, stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently vacating, but will be back before you know it, and she misses you. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always give us a call, give us a text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and what we still call Twitter. Of course, it is Free Ticket Friday, which means you get your Civic Media app out right now. You text in the word catch, C-A-T-C-H, to be entered to win 4 tickets, club-level tickets, very fancy, 300 level. It's carpeted and it's cushy seating. Go see the Brewers play the St. Louis Cardinals on September the 13th. Do that right now. You have about 46 minutes or so left of the show, so that means you can use that keyword until the end of the show. Also, you'll have more chances during the Tom Hartman Show, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. But get that Civic Media app out now. Text in the word catch, C-A-T-C-H, and good luck to you. It's Friday, folks. It's all, and when we're here on Friday in the second hour, we're talking to Dan Schaefer. He is Civic Media's political editor and the founder of the Recombobulation Area. And we're recombobulating so much news. And I heard you talk about this before, another story coming out of Madison, and I'm just going to let you take it from here.
We'll take it from here.
Yeah.
Another story coming out of the Republican caucus in Madison. Yeah, again, a weirdly busy week in the state legislature, coming after Labor Day, getting back to work. I love to see that. Don't always love to see what exactly they're doing there. So here's the latest thing coming out of coming from state Republicans. So there was a rule advanced from the Department of Health Services this mm-hmm. week. And in the Rules Committee, the Republicans took issue with a couple things, as they did a few months ago, where there's a line struck out that kind of clarifies some legalese language on some things.
Yes.
So they freaked out a few months ago when in a measure on relating to IVF, they struck the word mother and used the words inseminated person, right?
Yep.
So this is a legalese thing. People freaked out about it. Republicans' heads exploded across the state. Not actually a particularly big deal, but I guess. And so I guess this is what they're doing now. They're just going to control F every bill and measure and rule that comes across them to see if there's any kind of like woke type of language. They find the woke boogeyman hiding in each of these.
Because that's where the real freedom is. When you get rid of woke, that's where we find the true freedom of America, Dan. You don't know that because you don't open your mind. Open your third eye, dude.
All these free thinkers, who all conveniently think the same. So basically, there's another one that the Department of Health Services was advancing this week. And basically, what it does is the rule in question is regarding prenatal care coordination mm-hmm. and makes a change to essentially reflect the reality that same-sex marriage exists and there are same-sex parents. And so it's one of them strikes the word father and uses other parent.
Yeah.
This is what they're freaking out about this week. This is the big Republican freakout of the week. Multiple Republican perspective and likely candidates for governor had talked about it.
Yeah.
The state Republican Party tweeted about it, saying that like every Democrat must answer for this far left nonsense. Apparently, they don't realize that it is 2025 and lesbian parents exist.
I know quite a few lesbian parents. They very much exist. They are physical creatures that if I boop their nose, they would be there because all their molecules form humans and they are also attracted to other women. They do exist. And this, Dan, though, is very convenient because all of this freakout allows them to not talk about the issues that really, really affect us, like, you know, healthcare access and food access and childcare and education. Instead, they get to take up our brain power and our column inches within our skulls with saying, Democrats must answer to this because we still love mothers.
Yeah. There was a tweet from Tom Tiffany.
Oh,
first,
God.
Tony Evers and Democrats tried to label mothers as inseminated persons. Now they're replacing father with other parent. Wisconsin families deserve better than this woke insanity. Moms are moms, fathers are fathers, and Democrats cannot erase that fact. Look, it's just such, it's like, they hated language policing. Republicans hated the language policing, and that's what they hated so much. And now what's out is woke language policing, and what's in is, I guess, anti-woke language policing. It's just a rule that reflects the current reality that same-sex marriage is the law of the land. Mm-hmm. That is legal.
For
and
now.
There are... So if I want to kind of flip things on them and say like, hey, I'm going to take a very Republican approach to talking about this. So does this mean Tom Tiffany is opposed to lesbian parents having children? Is he opposed to same-sex marriage entirely? Are those questions that we should be asking in response to this?
I think we should start asking, and you just ask them right now, and that's a great one because, frankly, this is a matter of, and I've been dealing as both, you know, just living in the world and living in the world of comedy, dealing with this, saying how. sensitive liberals are and how they can't handle any sort of criticism or any kind of joke. When I watch on a daily basis, Republicans can't handle gay marriage, trans people, pronoun usage. Like there is a line a mile long of the things that they can't handle that they freak out
Cracker
about.
Cracker Barrel logos.
Cracker Barrel. I saw a thing that said, I wish that Republicans would handle gun violence with the same rage that they handle with the Cracker Barrel logo. Mm-hmm. And that is what this all is, though, Dan. And we all know this. This is allows them to freak out in a 24-hour news cycle to keep from answering the questions that are really, really important to Wisconsinites and Americans. And yeah, so
and there is an important question that is being asked right now. I know we got to be quick here. Democratic state senators this week held a press conference hoping for a public hearing on a bill that they're advancing to try to keep a facility for homeless veterans open in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls.
Yep. We talked about that yesterday.
That's what they're choosing to talk about woke language while leaving veterans out in the cold.
Yes, absolutely.
What's happening.
$1.9 million too, folks. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, Audio Sorbet, what's your Packer superstition? Talking with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area and our political editor here at Civic Media. Don't go anywhere. Stay close. Stay tuned. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt Nair, who is currently vacating, relaxing. Deservedly, she'll be back before you know it. And she misses you. If you want to be in touch with us, give us a call, send us a text. It's the same number, that number being 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still some more show left ahead. We got This Shouldn't Be a Thing coming up after this, as well as then followed by the Tom Hartman Show from 11 to 2. Todd Alba from 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6, and Pete Schwabo with Nightlife from 6 to 8. You want to stay tuned listening, because if you do listen to those shows, all of those shows will have another chance to enter to win some tickets to see the Brewers play the St. Louis Cardinals on September the 13th. Club-level seats, carpeted walkways, cushy seating, wonderful, wonderful view. You're going to take out your Civic Media app. Actually, you're going to take out your device first. Open the Civic Media app, then text us the word catch. For this show, our keyword is catch, C-A-T-C-H. That's right. This show, I'm letting Dan do it. I want to see what happens. I want to see if the text police come. But you're going to text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H, in, and you'll be entered to win. And then after we're done, you'll have other chances. You'll have four more chances. No. Yeah, four more chances. Wow, there's a lot of chances to win.
Many
people are saying there are many chances to win. And you can also... You can also always listen to us on the Civic Media app anywhere in the world. People have texted us from all over the globe. I almost said flat globe. Good Lord. I swear
it's
to God,
Friday.
I'm not one of those people.
It's Friday. Maybe it's time to lighten things up.
Exactly. I think it's time. And we're going to do that with our buddy Dan Schaefer, who is the political editor for Civic Media, the founder of the Recombobulation Area. And this is our segment we call Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up a little bit, get away from the news, because the news gets heavy. And we're going to talk about something a little more fun. It is football season is here. The time has come. The Packers are taking on the Lions of Detroit. Very happy I got that name right. And we want to know from you, one, what are you up to this weekend for Packer weekend? And two, what are your Packer superstitions? Is there something you need to wear, a certain hoodie or a certain hat? Do you have to watch it at a certain place? What do you do when you watch the Packers? How excited are you for this team this season? I know a lot of individuals, including the guy across from me, very interested in seeing the performance of one Micah Parsons.
That's right.
And so we want to know. It feels like the team is gathering momentum over the past few seasons post Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And this feels like a season that can take us even further. So, Dan, first of all, give us your thoughts on the Packers this weekend. Also, what are your rituals and what are your superstitions? What do you plan for this weekend?
So I guess first, I am very optimistic about this team, especially after the Micah Parsons trade. You make a trade like that, that's an all-in move. Mm-hmm. You're making that move to try to go win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
So I think this is a team with Super Bowl aspirations. I think they came up a little bit short last year, had a couple injuries down the stretch. Jordan Love, coming into having that playoff game that he did against Dallas a couple years ago made us all think like, oh, we've got the guy, the next great Packers quarterback is here.
Yes.
A little bit of an up and down season last year, but he was battling injuries through much of it. I really want to see what he looks like with, you know, the new wide receiver, Matthew Golden, who they drafted in the first round, a couple other new weapons around him. I'm really interested to see how that offense does. And then I think, of course, we all want to see what Micah Parsons is going to do on the defensive end. Yeah. We have not had a pass rusher like that probably since Clay Matthews in his heyday, running around chasing after quarterbacks. So that's going to be a lot of fun too. And I think this is a really big game that they're starting the season off with. I think, you know, Detroit has won the division the last couple seasons. The Packers Lions games have been hard fought, contentious games over the last few years. And to start off the season with this one at Lambeau, my goodness, this is a big deal. I'm very excited for this game.
Well, I think the thing that I had to just keep remembering that first season where Jordan Love was our guy, no one really expected that because the team was so young.
Yeah.
And it was still coming together. It takes teams maybe a couple of years to gel, especially young guys, to find that groove. You know, that last year, while it was disappointing, you had to keep the expectations of, oh, wait, this is still a pretty brand new team. And this year's team, and I want to say this for all the professional teams in Wisconsin, Bucks, Brewers, and Packers, I feel like for the first time in a long time, all three teams are with a game plan that wants a ring.
Yeah.
I feel like all three teams are making real decisions
that
are going for it. It's not it's not a rebuilding. It's not a, oh, well, the Packers are really good, but the Bucks are blah and the Brewers are this. It is all three teams, regardless of whether they win the ring or not, I feel like all three teams have that train trajectory forward saying, no, this is not about simply making it through the wild card. We want game 6 or 7 of the big thing. And we want that ring. We want the Super Bowl. We want the championship. Mm-hmm. And that feels exciting too.
Yeah. And I think the Packers will be on a short list in the NFC with some of the other teams, Detroit being one of them. Like, so that's why this matchup on Sunday is going to be so important. You know, the Eagles played last night against Dallas and won. They're going to be in the mix. They won the Super Bowl last year, of course, too. But I think since the Parsons trade, too, I've heard that the Packers, I'm not a gambler, but I've heard the Packers' Super Bowl odds have gone up quite a bit.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty exciting, too. It's a great time to be a Wisconsin sports fan, that's for sure.
If you're just joining us, we were talking to Dan Schaefer. He is Civic Media's political editor, also huge Wisconsin sports fan. I want to bring Calvin into the mix here because, you know, baseball is not your jam so much, but you do love the football, Calvin. You love basketball. What are your thoughts on this weekend?
Well, I think the Packers are going to have a great season, and I think they have the potential to make it to the Super Bowl. That being said, I'm tempering my expectations for this Sunday. Micah Parsons isn't, I don't think, is going to be ready. I think he'll be on the field. I think he'll play. But with requesting a trade from Dallas, he really hasn't done much this offseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like, we got our most promising receiver as a rookie. So, I think we could potentially have a rough game on Sunday.
Okay, Calvin, with the reality here.
Potential for that, too. I do think Detroit is an interesting team to watch this year, too, because both their offensive and defensive coordinator left for head coaching jobs in the offseason. So with that kind of turnover, like within a team, like, are they still going to be, you know, I think they had the best record in the NFC last year. They won the division. Are they still going to be that type of, you know, top elite level team without Ben Johnson and the offensive coordinator and Aaron Glenn as their defensive coordinator?
Well, then that brings us to we want to keep all the, you brought all the glory. Calvin brought some reality to it. So I want to know, how do we as Packer fans add to it? What do we do to maybe bring the good juju to, like, bring the good vibes, if you will? Dan.
The superstitions. How are we at home impacting the game in Green
Exactly, Bay? Exactly. What do you do? What are your superstitions? What are the things that you need to or can't do on game day? Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Call us or text us. Leave a comment on the live stream. We'd love to hear from you. Dan, do you have any specific things that you do, that you must do to watch a Packer game? Or is it just like, you sit down, get the popcorn, you get some food, and you're just going to watch?
Yeah, I like – so a couple things that I like to do. I like to be sitting down and watching kickoff. I like to be there for kickoff. I like be there for the start of the game. I might get up immediately after kickoff and like go, you know, finish cooking burgers or whatever it is. But I like to be there and sitting and watching the kickoff. I also almost always wear the same old Packers jersey that I've had for a very long time now. I have an Antonio Freeman Packers jersey that I've been wearing for quite a while. He was one of my favorites back in the day. And so, I've got my Antonio Freeman jersey. I like to be there in front of be there for kickoff. I'm not a huge superstitious, Packers fan, but like if I wear the Freeman jersey and they lose, I'll wear something else the next week. I'll wear just a Packer t-shirt or something like that.
You're not very superstitious, but if they lose,
and if they win, I keep wearing the jersey.
Do you wash it though?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know you hear superstitions of some players. They're like, I never wash my socks during the playoffs.
Playoffs are different, Greg.
All right. Well, and I don't per se have a lot of superstitions when it comes to watching the Packers. Or I feel like when I'm watching, I watch more baseball, as people know, and I tend to get up and have to walk away.
Sure.
Or just like change the channel because it's just there's pressure in my own mind. And so I have to be like, all right, take a little moment, watch something else, come back in about 10 minutes. All right, cool. We'll reset it all. My mother, on the other hand, if she's watching a game and they start losing, she'll turn it off immediately because she thinks it's her fault.
Mm.
She's like, they're losing because I'm watching. I'm still not sure if she's being funny because she says it with such intensity and such respect that she's like, I can't do this. I can't watch. They're losing. This is my doing. So she will turn the game off and also come back later or watch on her phone, look at the score. But that's her superstition. Calvin, do you have any superstitions whatsoever when it comes to watching the Packers or any sports at all?
I really don't. I don't know if that's surprising or not, but
No, it's not surprising at all.
Yeah, I don't really have many superstitions. I mean, it's just like, I wouldn't even necessarily call them superstitions, but it's like, if you're sitting in one spot and they start to do bad, you get up and sit in a different spot. Like that kind of thing. I feel like everyone does that.
No.
Okay, well, I guess sure. That is a superstition. You change your location in the living room when things start to go bad.
That's always a good plan. It works, too.
A locational reset. I like that. Jenny on the live stream says, Greg, is your mom my mom? LOL. Sister? Yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there who have that feeling of like, I am the cause of their downfall.
Yeah.
For my viewing eyes are making them lose.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all do those silly things. There's just like, I'll crack a beer if we need to change the, fortunes of the team. Well, got to have a couple highlights during a Packers game.
Do you believe a rally cap in baseball helps?
No, I don't do the rally cap.
I've seen so many times they lose. I'm like, why did we turn our hats?
Silly.
It's just silly. I do not subscribe
to that. That's silly, as I say, like saying that like a Miller High Life will give us a better fourth quarter. Yeah.
It'll make you enjoy a losing fourth quarter more than anything else. But, you know, hey, if you have any superstitions, please let us know. Give us a call. 855-752-4842 is 855-75-CIVIC. Dan, are you planning on going? Are you going to the game? If not, are you going to watch it at home this weekend?
Not going to the game this time. I'll probably watch it at home. We like to get together with folks for Packers games and stuff like that. I think, you know, my wife's not a huge sports fan, but I think she really likes the almost like cultural element of Packers games that come with you know, everybody brings a dish and you hang out and you watch the game, and maybe you don't watch the game, but you just hang out. But it's just, you know, part of Wisconsin culture. And then we get together like this on Sundays. I'm so looking forward to this game.
I absolutely agree. I think as a sports fan in Wisconsin, you can enjoy the games, but it's about the hang. We're all about a good hang here. And Ardith on the live stream says, I agree with Greg's mom. I don't dare watch it if I want them to win. All right, Ardith, you and my mom and Jenny's mom get together and not watch a Packers game together and know that the win is because of you. Dan, thank you
so
much.
What if it works, though? What if it works?
We've cracked it. They've never lost the Super Bowl because all three of these women never watched the game. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate Dan always here on Friday to recombobulate the news. If you want more news, go to the recombobulation area and check out civicmedia.us/news for everything Dan does. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, Dan.
You too, Greg. Thanks so much.
When we return, it's This Shouldn't Be a Thing. This Snack Will Shock You edition. Remember, text in the word catch on the Civic Media app and get a snack. Stay close. Stay tuned. Stay hydrated. You're listening to Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently vacating on vacation, enjoying herself, and she'll be back before you know it. But you can always get in touch with us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what we call Twitter. Last few minutes for this chance to enter Free Ticket Friday. The word is catch, C-A-T-C-H. Get out your Civic Media app, text the word catch to us, and you will be entered to win a 4-pack of club-level tickets to see the Brewers take on the Cardinals of St. Louis on September 13th. Club-level seats, that's Tier 3, the 300 area. Carpeting, cushy seats, lovely bathrooms. If you feel fancy. So, enter in. Good luck to you. The word is catch. C-A-T-C-H. And Calvin, as far as I know, there is new information coming down the way about another statewide text-to-win contest. Can't tell you anything yet, but keep it locked here on Civic Media to find out more. If you have that Civic Media app, you can enter as well with that. So, it's Friday, Calvin. Are you excited about Friday?
I am.
You're very excited. Are you doing anything exciting? Just going to hang?
Just going to do the huge.
The huge. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend resting and relaxing. It is 10:54, which means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing that you think shouldn't not be, send it in to Calvin, Jane, and me. You like that, Calvin? I sang you a song again.
I loved it. Was that a different version?
It's a different version. It's a remix because I can't remember how the original version went. So I think every time it'll just be a different style of music. So if you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Calvin, Jane, and me by emailing janesays@civicmedia.us, janesays @civicmedia.us. You can also send us suggestions on topics. Send us suggestions for guests. Send us your love. You know, just be like, hey, I really like what y'all are doing. If you don't like us, you can also send it to us as well. Trust me, they do. But that is always the way to get a hold of us. It's very, very fun. We love hearing from everybody. But let's talk about today's topic. This is This Snack Will Shock You edition. Comes from Fox Business. Andrea Margolis has got the byline. Here is the headline, and then I'm going to just jump off of a cliff. I can't believe I'm about to say this. Battery-flavored chips that taste like licking a 9-volt targets millennials hungry for 90s nostalgia. You know, Calvin, you're a Gen Zer, right?
I am Gen Z. I am the oldest part of Gen Z.
An old Gen Zer.
I wasn't born this century, so that makes me old for Gen Z.
Yeah, I just say this because I would like to find I should ask Dan this question. Millennials, are you missing that feeling of putting a 9-volt battery on your tongue that I guess kids did when they were younger? I don't remember ever doing that, but do you miss that feeling, and would you love it in the form of an edible chip? Well, don't worry, because a chip company called, Kind, K-I-N-D Snacks, are coming out with a snack that introduces a battery-flavored corn chip. There is so much here, Calvin. I don't even know where to start. The chips are inspired by a strange but familiar 90s sensation, what many recall as the electric tingle of a 9-volt. First of all, okay, this is not something that happened in the 90s either. I mean, like, it did. It happened now. Kids are still they've been doing it since 9 volts came out. This is not a new thing. This is not something millennials are like, I remember when we invented this idea. They didn't. My cousins did this back in the 80s. We don't need a reminder in corn chip version. It says a curiosity that once bordered on a rite of passage. All right, calm down. Rewind is the name. So it's called Rewind. 9-volt battery. Electric. Rewind now offers a snackable way to revisit one of the 90s weirdest and shared experiences. No batteries required. I see what you did there. Great, great usage of language. Now, here's the thing that really blows my mind, Calvin. You're all sitting here listening to this and saying, God, can America get any weirder? Can we get worse? Can we get dumber? Can we get more desperate? All the things you want to say about America. This is not available in America. This chip is not available here right now. It's only available, if you are an American, you actually can get it. But commercially, it's available at certain Dutch retailers. So in Holland, it's available because I thought this is the kind of thing I thought the Dutch people would look at America and go, what's wrong with you? But if you are an American consumer, you can request samples through their Instagram page. So if you want to taste a chip that has a, quote, very hard-hitting acidic zing to the tongue, followed by, wait for it, salty metallic notes. Calvin, I'm really upset that you brought this to me because I'm getting really old man angry for some reason, and I don't know. And PJ says it best. That's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Does anybody want this? Calvin, you're an old Gen Zer. Do you want this?
I'll pass. Okay. I don't like sour things that much, especially.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you want to get a hold of it, get a hold of them on Instagram and enjoy the shocking taste of chips that taste like a battery. That's all for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Calvin, traffic, engineering, thank you for everything you do. We appreciate you 1,000%. Without you, this doesn't work. Without our listeners and our texters and our watchers and our participants and our fans, there is no us. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. You can text the word catchin for a few more seconds on the Civic Media app, CATCH, and then Tom Hartman will have another chance for you to win. Stay close, stay locked in for Civic Media. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.